Hospitals. Okay, we're on Mem Vav Ahmed Aleph, about six lines from the bottom. Amar Rebbe Abahu. Rebbe Abahu says, Boyi, it was asked, Mine, from him, Mine means from him, Mi Rebbe Yochanan, from Rebbe Yochanan. So the question was asked of Rebbe Yochanan, Meshichas oil, the drawing of the yoke, Bekama, how much? How much do you have to schlep it? Okay? So Amale, so Rabbi Yochanan replied, yeah, Kamaloi, Olahem, yeah, Kamaloi oil, like the size of the oil. So the question is, which dimension? Iboyilahu, what does that mean? They asked, L'orko, does it mean the length of the oil, the yolk, or L'orachboi, or the width of the yolk? So Amalahu, Hama Rabbanan, this is one of the Rabbanan said, and Rabbi Yaakov Shemei, and he was called Rabbi Yaakov. L'didi means to me, Mepharshei explained li to me, Mine, from him, the Rabbi Yochanan. Meshichas oil is l'rochboy. It's the width of the oil, which is a tefach. Okay, so we've got an answer. Basically, you got a hole, the cow, a tefach. Ah, b'lema tefach, just say tefach, keep it simple. Yeah, so answer the Gemara, Hakamash Balam, that's going to teach us the Shira, the oil, the width of a proper oil is a tefach, Avi, is a tefach. Okay, so Lamai Nafkamina, why do we need to know that? How's that going to change my life? So, but the answer is Lamekach Memkar. Right, if you buy an oil from somebody that's half a tefach, that's not an oil, that is ripping you off. So therefore you could get a refund, or maybe a partial one at least. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Mipnei Ma, why is it, Amra Torah, the Torah said, Hevi Egla, bring an Egla, Benachal, in the hard brook. Okay, answer, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Yavoi Davar, it should come a thing, Shalo Asa Peros, that did not do Peros, that means an Egla is, right, we said it, Shonim Poislus Bar, and then if it's a year old, if it's more than a year old, it's no good, and an Egla can't have a baby. A 1 year old Egla will not have had a baby. It takes 9 months for, apparently, for, like humans, to, I suppose, okay, so we got this Egla, which hasn't made Peros, hasn't had kids. The Ya'aroif, and, you know, cleave its neck. But Mokom, in a place, location, She'ein Oise Peros, in a place that doesn't do Peros. That's the Nachal Esan. Nachal Esan means, Esan means hard land that cannot grow things. Hasn't been worked. Yeah, V'chaper, and this should be a kapara. Yeah, upon Al, me, someone, Shelo Hinichu, they didn't allow him, meaning by because they killed him, so it's Peros, to do Peros. Basically, they killed this person, so this person, they prevented from having Peros. So the Gemara asks, my Peros, what kind of Peros are we talking about over here? Yeah, Ilema, if you want to suggest, Piria the Rivia, it's talking about having kids, right? Be fruitful and multiply, the mitzvah, okay? Elamiata, if that's the case, from now, Azokin, Aleph is a prefix, upon Azokin, Va'asaris, upon Asaris, the Asaris means somebody who's had his members messed up, male member, so who can't have kids. Hakanami, so Delo, that we wouldn't, Arfinan, we wouldn't do the procedure of Eglarufa because this person can't have kids, yeah, or he had kids. But it's not applicable to anymore. And we know that's not the case. It doesn't say that you only do the Egla Rufa for a young, strapping man. Yeah? So, Ella, yeah, mitzvahs. What are the payros over here we're talking about? Mitzvahs. So, everyone can do mitzvahs. Now, Amorin Ois, we back to the Mishnah. Amoridin Oisa, Amoridin means they take it, means the Zikne of that city, they take it, El Nachal Esan, to a Nachal Esan, right? A brook, which is hard, or like a valley, which is hard, whatever. But here, Eitan, the word Eitan is kamash ma'oi, is like it sounds, which means kosher, means it's a hard land, which can't grow things. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. Yes. I looked at Unculus. That's what you said, Gil. Yeah, strong river, but
the Rambam says strong river.
Yeah.
But a number of other Rishonim wanted to understand that it means like
an Amak valley. Very good valley. Yeah. So if you look at Unculus, it's interesting. So he says Biar, right? Biar base Yud Resh, which means empty, like bore. So it means like an empty brook. Right, so we say it's hard, but because over here we say it's hard land. If you look at the bottom left, on your Musaf Rashi, the bottom right at the bottom, it says Kosher Shalom Ne'evad. Right, it means it's not worked. It means land that has not worked. So it's not referring. So yeah. Anyway, thank you, Yisrael. But anyway, so it's a Makalokas. If we learn it like Gil, then it's more like it's like explaining the Nachal. Yeah, or it's meaning the brook, the water. Or it's just basically saying it's like an unworked valley, meaning we're more focusing on the general recessed land or whatever. Tarabon. Anyway, Minayin le'eson, how do we know le'eson shehu kosher? How do the word eson means it's kosher? Shinema. So it says, eson. So this is actually a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Eson Moshe Vecha. So it's hard your dwelling place, the sim. And you should place basela, base is a prefix, sela means in a stone, kinecha, your nest. Okay, so this is, we've seen this before, that sometimes if we don't know the translation of a word, we can learn it from context, what it's mentioned with. So we see with a nest, it says basela, kinecha, and a sela is hard. So we're assuming that eson also, which is in the same theme, would also mean hard. It's like rock, made of rock. Okay, so we see over here by the Eson, because it's also in the same, in the context of Sela, that it's like a hard rock. Oimer, another proof for this. Shimu Horim, listen to the mountains. Yeah, Es Riv Hashem, the fight of Hashem, I suppose like the battle. The Esonim, and the Esonim, Moiste Oretz. And the strong ones who are the founders of the land. So this is actually, we saw this in Rosh Hashanah. I think he's talking about the Imahot and the Avot, right? But the same thing over here. When he says Shimu Horim, so Horim, what are Horim made out of? Horim, they're made out of, yes, rock, stones. So we see over here that it's that Horim are stones, and Rashi also says Moist the Oretz is also kind of Horim. And Esonim is also hard, like made out of stones. Stones are hard. So we see that Esan is hard. Acherim Omrim, another Peshat, Minayin le'Eson, how do you know that Esan Shehu Yosham? That it means it's old, right? So Esan means old. What does old mean in our context? If you look at Rashi, that Shehu Yosham, right? Two lines down into the Rashi. Velo Shehuva, not that it was brought, Kaki Yusoi, it's like, let's call it soil, michadash, from new, mikacha achrisi, from another place. Basically, not that they transferred soil from one place to another place. It means it's the original ground that was there. So you can't have like it wasn't fixed up or anything. It has to be the original ground. Okay. And how do we know that? Shinema. It says goy. So it's the same kind of limud. Goy esan, an old nation. Who? Goy meolam. Who? It's a nation that was always, right? So me'olam is if it always was, that means it's old. So therefore, we also know the word esan means old. Now, for orifidoiso bekupitz, you have to, when you cleave its neck, right, you do it me'achorel, you do it from behind, which is unusual, right? Normally we shech things from the front. So my timer, what is the reason that we do it from the back? Gomar, we learn a gezeirah shavah, Arifa, it says Arifa by us, by Egel Arufa, and it says Arifa mechatas oif, by chatas oif. Chatas oif is one of the korbanos that they did in the base of Mikdash, and over there they did the malika, right, from the back of the neck. So therefore, so just as with chatas oif, it's from the back of the neck, so too with Egel Arufa, it's from the back of the neck. And makoima osam lezroya umina avad, and the place where it is also to plant it, and it's also to work it. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we've got a brisa. Asher lo ye'aved, right? It says you shouldn't work it. Yeah, this is talking about the land. It shouldn't be worked land. Velo yizareya, and it should not be planted land. Okay? So, what's this talking about? So, lusha avar, it means in the past. I mean, it was never worked in the past. Okay? Divri Rebbe Yoshia. That's the words of Rebbe Yoshia. Now, Rabbi Yonah says, no, it means lahaba. It means once you've done the egla rufa, yeah, now you can't work it anymore. Now, end of brisa. Comes in Rava, yeah, Rava Amar, probably Amar Rava. Lahaba, with regards to working it in the future, Tukuli Alma Lo Pligi. No one's arguing about that. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, it says, V'lo Yizareya. Right, you should not plant it. And not planting it, right, that's the future. Do not plant it in the future. That's clearly in the future. So that's not a debate. Yeah? Keep pligi, when they're arguing, Rabbi Yoshe, right? Lushavar means that also, are you, does it have to be that it wasn't worked in the past? Now, Rabbi Yoshe holds, Miksiv lo ya'aved. Does it say v'lo ya'aved? So the point over here that if you, everyone, lo ya'aved is future tense, right? So that you can't deny that. But it says a share lo ya'aved, right? So if you commanded someone to do something, you got to keep it concise. You said don't do it, right? Or whatever. But what this a share lo ya'aved, this is doesn't sound like a command, because if you're commanding someone, you'd say as it is, don't do it. Yeah. So this a share with the words you'll see, and the Gemara is going to say it. So therefore, since it didn't say that, it's also coming to include the past. Yeah. But Rabbi Yonason would tell you though, if you want to tell me it's the past, miksiv a share lo ne'avad, right? That it wasn't worked. That's like more of a not a future tense. So right. So if it's talking about the past, yeah. So use a verb, yeah, that's talking about at least not about the future, right? It's not. Worked, right? It wasn't worked. That would indicate the past. So, therefore, it's strictly the future. Now, but Rabbi Yoshe, what would he answer to you? Yeah, he says that the problem is that he says a share. This word of a share over here, yeah, l'sha'ava mashma, like I explained to you earlier, that if you command someone to do something, you just say lo yaved, right? Why does it say a share lo yaved? It sounds like that it's not a command, and that would come to include also the past. Now, Rabbi Yonason, what's he going to answer you? How's he going to answer, what's he going to do with the asher? Rabbi Yonason, asher rabuyahu. He says, no, asher is a rabuya. Yeah, he's using that asher for something else, for another limud, so therefore it's not free. So whereas if we just look at it as it says, lo yaveh, do not work it in the future.
You know what he's using it for?
We'll say that's next tomorrow. But do we want to do the next tomorrow or not? No, we don't. That's to be continued.